We're studying Beit Shar HaKavanot, the Gatehouse of Intentions. We are in item 30 from the writings of Bala Sulam, volume 2. You can find the text in our website also, and you can send us questions on kab.tv. Selected questions will be asked here. So again, reading from Bala Sulam, the writings of Bala Sulam, volume 2, the Gatehouse of Intentions, reading item 30. This is on page 422. Item 30. Afterwards, an illumination of upper light emerged through the Einaim and clothed from half of Tiferet of Adam Kadmon downward. And the world of Nikudim was made, while the main light, which is the root, remained inside. It has already been explained that the Igulim of Nikudim emerged first, and when they encircle the Nehi of Adam Kadmon, they also encircle under his Raglaim of Yosher, and stop between under his feet and the externality, which are Bri'ah and Yetzirah that had descended there and were expelled from there and did not find a place, and they raised those two Bechinot of externality to their place above in the Achor of these Nikudim.
Meaning, the lights that emerge through the Hitpashtut expansion of the world of Nikudim downward. And the Tzimtzum, the restriction happens, and the lights go up. All this causes a new order of light that appears in general. And the light that is restricted and rises and descends influences the kelim. The lights shake the kelim, move the kelim. So when the tzimtzum happens and the light goes up, it influences the kelim as well. And vice versa. When the light comes down, the kelim go up. So this is what he's saying again.
Again, item 30. Afterward, an illumination of upper light emerged through the Einaim and clothed from half of Tiferet of Adam Kadmon downward, and the world of Nikudim was made.
Meaning a zivug took place on Bet of Itlapshut and Dalet 4 of thickness, the Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction that was left after the Nikudot Desag were restricted. And a Zivug took place in Nikve Einaim of Rosh Desag on Bet Aleph 2-1 of Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, and the light expanded from there down, and the world of Nikudim was made. And the main light, which is the root, remained inside. Inside Sag. It has already been explained that the Igulim of Nikudim emerge first. And when they encircle the Nehi de Adam Kadmon, the Hag, I can't see very well,
they also encircle under his Raglaim of Yosher and stop between under his feet and the externality, which are Bri'ah and Yetzirah that had descended there and were expelled from there and did not find a place. And they raised those two Bechinot of externality to their place above in the Acho of these Nikudim.
Let's continue for now.
31. For now, when the Nikudim barred between the internality of Nehi of Adam Kadmon and the externality, they can stand there although they were darkened, and they already have the power to receive the light that they should, as will be explained regarding the tikkun, correction of Nikudim, below.
Lamed Bet. וחזרה הבריאה כנגד פנים
Bria returned opposite the Panim, and Yetzira opposite the Achor, as it was in the beginning. And with it, a fourth reason was clarified concerning the Nikudim emerging in a manner of Igulim, as mentioned above. And now, the place of Bia has become a vacant space, as in the beginning.
אנחנו קראנו אור פנימי.
We read אור פנימי only chapter 1, right? So let's now read chapter 2.
Inner light of chapter 2.
232 פרק ב' אור פשוט. עוד תת זין למטה. 232 תורה א' למטה אור פשוט תת זין. השורש והנשמות.
We're reading on page 409, אור פשוט, simple light of chapter 2. 16. The root and the souls and the bodies are one discernment, and there is no separation between them. Conversely, the levushim and heichalot are two separate discernments.
We have five prinot, or root 1, 2, 3, 4, keter, chokma, bina, zara, bin, malchut. Here he's given us different names. Why? So we would understand that it's about tzimtzum bet, the second restriction. So it takes new names. But in fact, you could call it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
To understand these matters, we must know the meaning of the association of the quality of mercy with judgment that was done during the second Tzimtzum, restriction of Ak, as it is written on the day when the Lord God made earth and heaven, when he associated the quality of mercy with judgment. This is also, as our sages said, in the beginning he contemplated creating the world with the quality of judgment. He saw that the world did not exist. He put the quality of mercy first and associated it with the quality of judgment. That is, Malchut is called the quality of judgment, and Binah is called the quality of mercy. In order to mitigate the quality of judgment in Malchut, he associated and connected Malchut with Binah, as it is written, and they two went, connecting the bottom hay, which is Malchut, with the first hay, which is Binah. So the bottom hay was sweetened by the first hay. The beginning of this correction took place when the Nikudim emerged from the light of Einaim, eyes, by the expansion of Sag through the Siyum Raglim of the inner Parsuf of Ak, called Gangalta, Sag, which is the level of Binah, merged and connected with the Malchut in Tanhi of the inner Ak. And the two hays connected to each other on all the degrees until the bottom hay rose to the place of Nikvei Enaim. Enaim, eyes, is Chokmah, and Nikvei Enaim means Nukva of Chokmah. It follows that the Enaim have the last hay and the first hay, as in I am asleep, and I am second. It follows that by this, the quality of mercy, which is Binah, joined the quality of judgment, which is Malchut. However, although this association is a very valuable merit for Malchut, it caused a new Tzimtzum restriction in the worlds. Since Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, impacted only the Sfira of Malchut, while all nine Sfirot were clean of any Tzimtzum. But now, that Malchut rose and connected to Binah, With it, she elevated the Tzimtzum in her to Binah, which is called Nikve Einayim. Thus, now each degree ends at the Sphira of Binah, as it previously ended in the place of Malchut. And since the Siyum ending of each degree was made in the place of Binah, the two Sfirot, Zeranpin and Malchut, parted and went outside of each and every degree, leaving only the free Sfirot, Kahab, in the degree.
Barur?
Clear? Yes or no? Previously, we had light of Ein Sof that filled all of reality. Afterwards, the dot, or point of darkness, was made in this light. That black dot started growing in the light when the light influenced it. And it started going through stages of development. Shoish, root, 1, 2, 3, 4. And Prina Dalet, the fourth level in it, is the will to receive for all the light that was revealed. It's called Malchut. It receives all the light that is revealed. This is the first nine. The first three prinot or nine, the first prinot, it doesn't matter what you call it. What happens later is Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction. When Malchut and Bina connected, Bina was restricted, and Malchut now stands in Bina. As a result of this, there is a Tzimtzum, where all the Prinot from Bina down, which are Zad Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and of course Malchut herself, are all controlled by Malchut. Because Malchut went up to Bina. And then these qualities, in them we already have vessels of reception, desires to receive. Therefore, a Patsuf with these qualities is already limited. Can it work with these qualities or not? With the qualities of Keter Chokhmah Garde Bina, it's not a problem. There, it's all light. Whereas Zad de Bina, Zaran Pin and Malchut, or darkness, vessels of reception. And this is called Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction. If Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, means that Malchut must not receive light because it'll receive it in order to receive, now, because Malchut went up with its control up to Gar Debina, then from Zad Debina down, including Malchut, is forbidden to receive light because it will be received in order to receive. Therefore, these prinot from Bina, from the middle of Bina down, all were restricted. As previously Malchut was restricted, now those prinot were restricted too. This is called Tzimtzum Bet. But all those things are directed correctly in this way, deliberately, so that the control of Malchut over these qualities seemingly expels the light from there. But on the other hand, it brings there the quality of Malchut, the will to receive, and that's why the light departed. But afterwards, we can sanctify the Prinot of Malchut in these Prinot from Zad de Bina down, to correct them, because they are still, they're not Malchut. It's Malchut that is included in the first Sfirot. And therefore, she can be corrected there. When we correct, then in these Sfirot, we can receive light, light of Chokhmah, in order to bestow. And on this, in this way, we realize, we implement all the corrections until the end of correction, where we don't work with Malchut herself, but Malchut that is included in Bina, meaning in all the Bchinot before her. So this is how we realize Malchut, where we receive in order to bestow inside Malchut, but not in Malchut of Malchut herself. Go on.
Continuing on the bottom of page 409, this is why he said, no, that the root and the souls and the bodies are one discernment, and there is no separation between them. Conversely, the Levushim and Heichalot are two separate discernments from the three above-mentioned discernments. The Shoresh, Neshama, and Guf, which are the three Sfirot, Keter, Chochmah, and Binah, remained in each degree after Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction, which is why they are united in the degree. However, the Levushim and Heichalot, which are Zeranpin and Malchut, separated from each degree in Tzimtzum Bet, because it ended at the Sfira Bina. For this reason, they parted and became surrounding to the degree. Since anything that the degree cannot receive now, but only after some time, is regarded as having become surrounding. Therefore, Zeranpin and Malchut, that parted from each degree, are destined to reunite with it in the future at the end of correction. This is why it is considered that they have become surrounding. This is the meaning of what the Ari wrote. However, from the world of Nikudim downward, which is the world of Atzilut, there was one lack that did not appear in them in all their details, more than five internal lights and two surrounding lights, which are Makif, surrounding for Chaya, and Makif for Yechida.
Corresponding to the parts of Malchut that can receive light. So these lights remained as makifim, surrounding. They wait for the kelim to be corrected, and then these lights will be able to enter these kelim. Okay? You already are seeing dreams. Each one, which number of dream? There are no questions outside, too? No.
Oh, New York.
Oh, New York? 10-4?
Rav, what is...
Yeah, it's 10. Okay, it's a 10.
Why does Baal HaSulam give us this book after he gave us Tas and Pticha? What else? What does the Kabbalist feel differently in this book?
He wrote it as an introduction to a prayer book. He didn't write the prayer book. I don't think he intended to. He didn't intend to write the prayer book itself. But the introduction, he did write. This is number one. Number two. This book speaks in general about the whole of creation. And therefore, it is still something special. That's number two. Number three, Baal HaSulam has essays or articles, introductions, that pertain or belong to all kinds of compositions that he wrote. The Gatehouse of Intentions is a book in and of itself. So we should go over it once in a while. With Rabash, we did go over it. We didn't go too deep inside, but it's just that today you are in a special state prior to the Congress, with all the learning we're doing, so it's not quite, you can't quite clear your minds to receive this material. I understand. But I'm in favor of breaking the mind. So it is a little out of focus, so it's not too focused, because afterwards it'll find its way back to what we learned before. If you remember, we have to look in every friend what we don't like, and I have to correct these things until I love him. In this way, I have to do it by this evening. All right? No, it's not for you. You want to make it.
Rav, can we do this exercise one on one, or should we do it with the entire 10? What am I asking? It seems to me that working opposite each one in the 10, it's going to be too much.
But if you work with the whole 10, you won't be working with anyone.
That's what I'm saying. So this is why I'm asking, would it maybe better to take this exercise and say that we're going to do it today opposite one specific friend, tomorrow maybe opposite another friend, the day after another friend, or...
Try each one toward all the friends in the 10. Okay? This heaviness. Such heaviness. Well, it's good. Peter.
Rav, I understand why Baal Sulam called the book The Study of the Ten Sefirot, or the preface. Why did he call this the Gatehouse of Intentions? Why this name?
Because it's an introduction to a prayer book. And this is why he called it this way. What are intentions? How should I correct my relation to the Creator? This is the intention. So the Gatehouse of Intentions means the sum total of this package of my relationship, my intentions toward the Creator. This is called the Gatehouse of Intentions. Yes.
Can I ask about the daily task?
I said it several times. What's with you with this?
I didn't quite get it. Throughout the day, I need to search for flaws in the friends.
And correct each and every flaw immediately.
To ask?
I don't know. You can ask. You can do it yourself. It's your business. But you have to come to the end of the day with all the friends standing in your heart, corrected, righteous, and it's really so. And not that you're fooling yourself. That you really feel that there are no flaws in them. And you don't do it in 5 minutes over all of them. You have to really, really look in each and every one.
During our meetings, we should not talk about that.
No.
And in the end of the day, we also don't talk about it.
During the meetings, we only talk about good things, positive things, not criticism.
And at the end of the day, we also don't talk about it. We don't do any summary of it.
I don't think you should, for now. You'll start passing on to each other all kinds of viruses.
What about inspiration from this exercise? Impressions?
This exercise? No. It's as if it doesn't exist. Miron. Where is he?
Yes, I'm here. We would like to give some report about the Congress, about the part that we're going to have in the breaks, the active breaks that we're going to have in the Great Congress. Jonathan, please.
Right. So we got a special opportunity to add connection to us during the Congress. There's an open stage. And we invite all the friends of the World Kli to participate in this. We invite musicians, players, artists, or anyone who has a creative thought about how to do activities of connection. at the Congress. We invite everyone to take part in this. We placed links on Sviva Tova in all the languages. Anyone can register. Anyone who has an idea that even if it's not fully developed, we'll help them develop it in such a way that we will really use the breaks as a place of connection where we add more and get even readier for the lessons to be more connected. Will it also pertain to the lesson before or after, or is it completely...
No, we just talked specifically about the breaks, so that during the breaks we don't lose everything that we've acquired and assembled throughout the day. I just want to emphasize that it's very important that everything depends on pre-registration. So again, we're asking of everyone, anyone who is interested, who wants to do it, who feels that he can bestow, please sign up in advance so that we'll be able to do it in an orderly manner.
Why don't you do it, you know, by a roster, like the Almaty group, Moscow, Peter, New York, usually, I don't know how many of them are coming, but groups that come from Europe, let them go up and do something so they know in advance what they do.
This is why we're asking them to sign up in advance so that we can publicize in advance what we're going to be doing and who's going to do it, and we'll certainly use the idea you gave us now.
Do we already have a list of how many people are coming from each group?
This, I suppose we do.
I guess.
Shimon? Marik?
Say, from the Moscow group. Why am I asking? Because they can practice already now. And think.
We already have a list of all the people, all the groups.
And how many people are coming from each country?
Yes.
Right, so we just have to spread it between them.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll make a list according to the groups so that each group will be able to express itself and give its share in the Congress.
Excellent. Great. How else can we make them all participate? But it will be like that every break and during meals. There's nothing.
During the meals,
there used to be only music.
Yes, that's what we're gonna. That's what we're planning. We wanted to have some quiet music. Usually, people want to take advantage of this time, you know, to sit together and speak. Many times, friends who haven't seen each other for a long time sit together.
Or maybe out there on the stage.
Yes, but during the meal, at least when people sit inside in the hall, that's what they're like.
All right. Yes, Shai?
After a break of a few weeks, we'd like to remind everyone that we will have your lesson today with the World Kli from 5 to 6 p.m. Israel time. You're all invited. It's a wonderful opportunity, especially for the ladies. If you have any questions, you can ask them live or send them the questions in advance. You will have a form also in Sviva Tova. So we want as much involvement as the World Kli as possible. So then later on we can have a summary of everything we learned so far. Then we'll have half an hour, which is more organizational. We'll hear updates about the Congress, about the logistics of registration. Marik and Alon will come, and also we'll have about Help Chaver, because we have a few questions. So Shimon and the team will also update about Help Chaver. So it's highly recommended for every friend in the world to join us from 5 to 6:30.
More? That's it? You don't want any more? Nothing? Nothing from overseas as well. All right. So with this, but I'm asking if you have other recommendations about how to turn the Congress into a connection of love specifically. Make an effort to send it to the organizers, all your suggestions, and generally think about it. We now still have a chance to prepare ourselves. And this also relates to the Desert Congress. There it's simpler, it's a closed society, but still. How many people are coming according to the registration? How many are coming from North America?
1 minute, I'm going to check. Maybe until Marek will check it, we can see the friends in Istanbul. They have such a wonderful, exciting and big gathering in Istanbul. Can we please see them in Istanbul?
Istanbul.
Yeah, there they are, Istanbul.
Well, I hope they will all come, huh? Yes, Marek?
For the time being, from the U.S. we have 58 people, all in all, North America, men and women.
Men and women.
And from Turkey we have 50 people who are going to come. 40 people are going to come from Turkey.
Nice. So, we have a question from Asia and a question from Moscow. A question from Asia. Asia.
Rav, I want to update what happened in China because the coronavirus. Yeah, we have 8 friends who want to go to the Congress, but during the situation, needed to be cannot go. I want all the world Kli and the friends pray for China, for the Kli, make them strong. And I think really they are very strong. They all attend the lesson and really they want to connect and they wish the love between us, gonna like a virus, can contagiate the whole world. I want all the world Kli keep our dear friends in China in the heart and keep all the Chinese in our heart. Thank you.
Yeah, we don't understand and feel it yet, but you see what's happening all over the world. We will see it. Moscow.
We have the following question. When we started to think about the tents in the big Congress, we end up with this situation that if a friend speaks 2 languages, then what's a better way to choose a tent for him, in his mother's tongue or as much as possible to try and mix up the friends with the additional languages that he speaks? Let's say it's Russian and English, or English and Spanish.
I don't know. There's a problem here. You have to ask him, does he prefer to use the other language, which is not his mother tongue, in order to, say, participate with people who speak some rare language, like Korean, I don't know. And then he's willing to sit with a Korean group, although his mother tongue is English, or something. You need to be very sensitive about it. In terms of how, of where you place people, you have to ask them and get their okay for this. Because you're constantly... Marek, how are you doing these things? How are you shuffling these cards, where to put each person?
During the lessons?
Yeah, for the Congress lessons.
I personally don't belong to it, but the most recent decision, what we talked about, is we're going to sit in random tents in each lesson. This is what we discussed.
Completely random?
Completely random. We're going to do it by languages. In each lesson, you sit in a random tent in the desert and also in a big Congress. That's the last discussion that we talked about it in this broad form. In the desert, yes, in the desert also, and also in the big Congress. If you want to do it differently, we can change it.
No, I'm not getting into this. But it'll be easy for people to find, let's say, I speak Portuguese.
Every year we have very clear signs in the big Congress. We have different regions, people get used to it, they know what their region is, and they go back to sit in the same region.
Great. So in short, we're getting ready.
And
thank you to our TV viewers. Have a great day.
And we're not forgetting about the daily task, right? By the end of the day, Niv, are you listening? You check how wicked you are, and by the end of the day, you become righteous.
So, until the end of the day, we check how much we're wicked and we become righteous. Thank you to our TV viewers. Have a great day. A special meeting with Rav Lightman and the groups on the World Kli. You're invited to a special meeting of Rav Lightman with the World Kli groups today, Sunday, 5 to 6:30 p.m. in Sviva Tova. The World Yeshivat Haverim today at 6:45 p.m. We're inviting our friends to unite and to be together in the Global Yeshivat Haverim, connecting to the source of life. Dear students and friends, you're invited to the World Kabbalah Convention that will take place February 25th to the 27th in Tel Aviv. Pay attention, please, pay attention. There are only 12 days left for the discounted price. It will end on February 13th, so please hurry up and register. For additional details, look at the website, the Congress website, which is cup.co.il/convention. With this, we conclude. Thank you and have a great day.
Sadi sad me mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta ekhi ekhi me dikha ke ye khuda Sadi sad me mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta ekhi ekhi me dikha ke ye khuda
Together we grow, light awakens our soul. The spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. Lessons with friends, we discover his hand. No lies on the path, I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal, we are ready to go. When we step into the light of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky.
Ek hi mein dikha ke ye khuda